Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Alto saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins' debut album, Omega, was listed as the number one jazz album of 2020 by the New York Times. And he's back with his sophomore album, The Seventh Hand, from Blue Note Records. Let's listen to the first single from the album, Emanation. You're listening to Emanation from Emmanuel Wilkins' new album, The Seventh Hand. The Juilliard-trained musician was born and raised just outside of Philly in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, and is now based in Brooklyn. With me now to discuss the new album, The Seventh Hand, which is out this Friday, is Emmanuel Wilkins. Hi, Emmanuel.
How's it going?
It's going forward. How about for you?
It's going good. It's going good. I'm having a good time. Going forward is a good way to look at it.
So tell me about the title of the album, The Seventh Hand.
Yeah, the title came from thinking about becoming a vessel. A lot of I think what we do as improvisers is try to get to a space where we feel like something else is doing the work for us, and we're kind of a conduit to kind of freely just express what we want to express. And I thought about kind of the number six as being some sort of symbol for the extent of human possibility, and then the seventh, the number seven as being some sort of symbol of like divine intervention. So we thought about what would it mean to have kind of the seventh hand, get to the seventh hand,
What do the conditions have to be for you to be receptive to that seventh hand, to the universe, to the music gods, to come to you?
Yeah. I think one, it takes a big amount of vulnerability and maybe escape from a certain gaze, I guess, around you. And, I think it helps that my group's been together for a certain pretty long time now, I guess about 5 years now, relatively long. And I think that we've kind of grown together, and they were kind of with me when I was writing the music as well. And so this is definitely a lot about it being kind of sacred music and music that can only really happen in a situation that is with people you really trust and a band that's been together.
My guest, Emmanuel Wilkins, a saxophonist and composer. His new album, The Seventh Hand, will be out this Friday. So for folks who don't know your story, what made you first pick up the saxophone?
Saxophone was kind of just next in line. I started on violin when I was three. And, I tried piano. Both I was terrible at, and then I tried singing, also really bad. And so then in the third grade, I remember a friend of mine played the saxophone. He was a little older than me, and he said, you can get in the band a little early if you have your own saxophone. So I badgered my parents to buy me yet another instrument, and they bought me a saxophone. And I enrolled in this great program in Philadelphia called the Clef Club, which I attribute all my learning to in my younger years. And basically with the saxophone came community. You know, I started, you know, making friends and playing with people who I also enjoyed hanging out with, you know, and so that's kind of how the saxophone stuck.
And you made a name for yourself. There's this great headline about you, a piece of you playing saxophone at 11 before a 76ers game. What do you remember about that?
You know, in my alternate universe, I'd be a basketball player. when I was younger, I really liked playing basketball, and I remember I knew it was time to hang it up when I started calling basketball practices rehearsals, I knew it. I was destined to be a musician and not a basketball player, but. I ended up getting a call from the 76ers, and I ended up pretty much working for them maybe like once every couple months for a good while, maybe a year or so. I got to meet a lot of the players, that was really fun for me. I did some work for the Eagles as well, I was the little kid who could hold the long note at the land of the free, you know. So it was a fun time. I enjoyed it.
Well, you know, we actually pulled a bit of that performance. So let's listen to Emmanuel Wilkins at 11 playing the sax at a 76ers game.
Please welcome Emmanuel Wilkins.
Improving already on the national anthem.
Yep, yep. Yep, absolutely. Yep. It was good time.
Well, I guess Emmanuel Wilkins, saxophonist and composer, his new record is called The Seventh Hand. We are having a listening party. Thank you for letting us preview some tracks. Let's check out this one called Don't Break. What should we listen for in this track?
This one's really about kind of this idea of becoming a vessel, maybe manifesting itself throughout the African diaspora with different aspects of spirit possession. So whether that's in West African tradition through the drums and through dance, or in the Black church through drums and dance, it's all, you know, I'm kind of trying to make some parallels there. And this one has features the Farafina Khan African percussion ensemble, which my drummer Kwaku is a part of. So
let's listen. This is Don't Break. I love the different layers of that and the way you were thinking about it and your description of it. And I find that interesting, and this whole idea of you being so open to things coming to you, because you're classically trained. You know, you attended Juilliard. You know, that's a lot of that is about rigor. And I'm curious what part of that education has been useful to you, and, you know, what parts have you had to sort of figure out how to put aside from time to time?
Yeah. I think when I think back to my time at Juilliard, three things that stick out a lot to me. One is my relationship with Wynton Marsalis, who's been a super, just a great great mentor to me and really has helped me out a lot with composing and playing. You know, I talk to him often and you know, he's just a great speaker and always has great advice for me. So yeah, I mean that he's the director at Juilliard for the jazz department, and he helped me out a lot. There's also a teacher who was kind of my theory teacher and somewhat composition teacher, mostly with like fugal writing. His name was Kendall Briggs. He was also, you know, it's kind of changed my life in terms of how I thought about harmony. And then the other thing was being in close proximity with the other disciplines. You know, I mean, the dance program, we shared the floor with the dance program, and then the acting department was also on the same floor as us. And then obviously the early music department and the European classical music department is unmatched. So it was just great to you know, always be kind of mixing with these different disciplines and different people and different perspectives, you know.
My guest is Emmanuel Wilkins. His new record is called The Seventh Hand. Now, some people might know you from your first record, Omega, which was such a huge experience and such a and I have to mention, imagine a life-changing experience. What is?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
You know, Omega, for me, it came out of one was it was our first record, so it was a lot just about me kind of putting together a body of work that I thought was meaningful to me and the band that had already been playing this music for a long time. It was just kind of figuring out, you know, a way to put together, you know, a group of, you know, maybe 10 songs that we really felt strongly about. And then I started to, you know, kind of think about forming some sort of narrative arc with the music. And the thing that I kind of settled on was this idea in, I think, all of Black social life around, you know, a hybrid of grotesque material and super sublime material. Mm. And how that's kind of, you know, maybe central to the existence of Black people. You know, I think of like, you know, Black Twitter or TikTok or so, you know, social media, or even like, comedians or even just like the general premise of what the blues is. You know, if you think about like the blues is basically, you know, it's birthed on, you know, slave plantations. You have these slaves singing these songs that are basically saying like, you know, things are bad now, but somehow they will be better, right? So it's that kind of radical optimism in the face of adversity, you know. So yeah, I think that hybrid of beautiful material and sublime and hopeful material, and then also, you know, the grotesque, I think that's kind of where Black people sit, you know.
Well, let's listen to a track from your debut album, the one the New York Times says was the number one jazz album of 2020. This is The Dreamer from Omega. My guest is Emmanuel Wilkins. So let's talk about what you learned from the entirety of that whole process of releasing a debut album that was really useful to you and for you with this follow-up, The Seventh Hand.
Well, you know, I think even prior to recording that first one, I have to attribute to a lot of my good smart thinking to my partner in crime, Joel Ross. He really you know, we've been kind of best friends ever since we both moved to New York in 2015. And he put out his debut record maybe a year or so before I put out mine. And I remember, pretty much closely going through the entire process with him in terms of getting on the label, you know, dealing with lawyers, dealing with managers, dealing with booking tours, booking the studio time, understanding kind of how, you know, all the mechanics of that, and seeing, you know, what needs to be done. So a lot of me making the right choices was, you know, basically because I felt like I had already done it in a maybe a, you know, smaller fashion. Also, my manager was a big help, Mariah Wilkins. She really hooked things up, and we started working together in the midst of a pandemic, and she was not getting paid. So it was it was crazy times, but you know, I mean, it's literally like I would not be able to have done any of it without her as well. And yeah, I mean, the process was just, for me, it was exciting, you know, especially because we had recorded before the pandemic. So, you know, for me, I, and because I had already kind of seen what my friend Joel had went through, there was some, you know, I kind of expected what was next, and I kind of became obsessed with the process. You know, I actually liked, you know, going through the motions and seeing, you know, how I can, you know, change things. So now, even now, I think obsessively about different ways to, bring the music to people, provide the music, you know, maybe in ways that escape, capitalist norm, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, how to provide free gigs. You know, I want all my shows to be free. You know what I mean? I want my records to be played for free. You know what I mean? I want everything to be free. You know, how do I do that and still make money? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm, you know, that's what I'm thinking, you know. So, but a lot of it has to do with the process of making records, the process of, you know, but then, you know, and also how do we provide, you know, equity for artists? How, you know, mm-hmm. like these are questions that I really want to figure out in a way that, you know, may be impossible and may be utopian in a lot of ways. But, you know, I think the pursuit is, you know, the pursuit bears fruit always. So, that's kind of what I've learned during the process.
You got time. You'll figure it out. I have a feeling.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so.
Emmanuel Wilkins is going to be going on tour, making a stop in Harlem this Saturday. His new record, The Seventh Hand, comes out this Friday. Emmanuel, thank you for spending time with us.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Let's go out on the track called Shadow. Todd Haynes and a conversation about the early days of new queer cinema that is coming your way in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.